Most nights after dinner, I make a quick WhatsApp call to my parents in Karachi, Pakistan.
Good evening.
That's my dad, Shabbir Hassan. We have a 10-hour time difference between us, so we usually catch up while I'm avoiding my post-dinner dishes, and he and my mom are sipping their morning cups of chai. These days, our conversations revolve around how the pandemic is transforming our lives, like how much my dad hates being cooped up working from home.
Sitting on a desk all day long makes you want to run away, you know, kind of like...
But you got nowhere to run.
But you got nowhere to run. Yeah, you can barely walk.
Before the outbreak began, my brothers and I were planning a trip to Karachi. It would have been the first time in several years that the whole Hassan family would be under one roof. Of course, we've put those plans on hold indefinitely. It's tough not knowing when we'll be able to meet again. The coronavirus has isolated so many of us from loved ones. It almost doesn't make a difference whether your folks are across the world or across the state.
I'm just ready to kind of sit at home and watch like Univision on the couch with them.
Juan Figueroa takes photographs for the Dallas Morning News. He grew up in Dalhart, Texas, a city of about 8,000 near the northwest corner of the Panhandle. His parents still live there. A few weeks ago, Juan says his father was told not to come to work at a local feedlot because of coronavirus concerns.
He's like, you know, the type of like Latino dad who like doesn't really show his emotions that much, or he doesn't like to talk about stuff. I mean, he seems to be doing fine. Like, he didn't tell me. My mom was the one who was like, oh, like, your dad is going to have to stay home now.
Juan's dad has since returned to work, and my dad's office has partially reopened, too. Both of us can't help but worry about their risk of exposure. As we cover COVID-19 in North Texas, Juan and I run into each other at press conferences. We wave hello before we get to work snapping photos and gathering tape. The news moves at a breakneck pace, and we're trying to stay on top of it, sharing important updates with our listeners and readers. That doesn't leave much time to think about how our own worlds are changing.
The first time I started thinking about it, I was driving home from an assignment, and I just, like, started crying on the drive because I was just like, you know, something might happen.
Juan and I find ourselves preoccupied with our family's safety and unable to do much about it. Sure, Juan could drive to Dalhart to be with his parents, but his role as a photographer requires him to be in Dallas, and he doesn't want to put his parents at risk.
What if I do have something and I try to go home and then I give it to them, and then if I do go home, I might not have a job when I come back, or, you know, it's, you know, stressful to kind of figure out what to do.
As journalists, we've also found ourselves dispelling misinformation within our own families. Our parents have fallen for some of those false claims about coronavirus prevention that are spreading over social media. In the past, we may have laughed off those messages, but now the stakes are too high.
She'll send it to me and I'll be like, Mom, that's not true. Like, don't do that because you'll think you're safe, but you're not.
Challenging our parents can be uncomfortable, but we're taking this new reality a day at a time, trying to do our part and look out for those we love. It's tough not knowing when this period of isolation will be behind us. So I thought I'd seek out some perspective from the smartest guy I know.
It eventually will be over, and hopefully we will all be stronger people and be patient, be considerate. These are the lessons that this whole thing is giving us.
Thanks, Dad. We'll try to keep those lessons in mind. I'm Saida Hassan in Dallas.